Okay, we should be ready to go now. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Had a little phone, interesting phone tag, and a phone number that works fine in Oz, but doesn't work fine when we try to call it. Interesting. Interference, as they say. David John Oates here this hour. We're going to do something special. It is essentially a remarkable revelation when somebody comes across through the reverse speech truth protocol, as well as Donald Trump has. It's shocking is what it was. And I asked David if he would put together a Donald Trump speech reversal program. Now, this is to help all of you who understand reverse speech and accept it as at least being worthy of your attention. I don't ask you to believe everything 100%, but after 30 years, David John Oates certainly does, and I personally do. This is the voice of the subconscious. The subconscious, when it is heard in reverse, you play forward speech backwards, tells the truth. It's the ultimate lie detector. It does not lie. It's impossible. It's incapable. It cannot lie. The subconscious does not lie. It is the truth. And Donald Trump's reversals, every one, as far as I know, has been completely congruent with what he is saying forward. In other words, he is not lying about anything. When he says something, he means it. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? Good to be on your show again.
Well, I'm fine, and I just never heard a politician ever speak with such a degree, literally a 100% degree of truth.
Yep.
I have never heard it.
Yeah, no, he's not. Whether you like his politics or like him or not, he is what he is. What you see is what you get. There's no pretense behind him. He is totally congruent in all of his reversals, and you'll see that in the show today.
Yeah. Well, thank you for putting this together. We have played these before. They are available at reversespeech.com, but for those of you who don't have time or have missed it or otherwise didn't know, I wanted to be sure you understood as the campaign season progresses. And if you want to say that, well, Jeff is pushing Trump, go ahead. It's fine with me. It doesn't bother me at all. I do not want to do business as usual. I am really grievously sick and tired of professional career criminals in politics. I think it's time that we do something different. And this man is indeed self-made to a large degree. However he was made, he has done most of it himself, and he is not beholden to anyone. No campaign contributions from AIPAC, the Zionist lobby, big business, big corporate, nothing. So let's keep that in mind, too. All right, David, let's go ahead, see where we go with this.
Well, when I got all the reversals together and prepared for the show, there was a very interesting thing that I observed. And he uses the word America on four separate reversals. And I've never heard any of the candidates, actually I've never heard any politicians ever use the word America.
I don't remember ever hearing any either.
Ever. And he is totally for America. Listen to this one. We'll start off with this one first. Here's the forwards.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center.
So why?
And I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually.
And so did I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
Okay, and here he says backwards, America now.
America now.
You got that?
I sure do. He says America now.
Yep, America,
America
now.
Now. Now, when he said he came out against the building of a mosque, this man is a red, white, and blue American. He believes in the rights of minorities, I'm sure, but he is wanting this country to somehow climb back up onto its feet and again be what it was. This is amazing.
Right.
Play it one more time, David.
Okay.
He says it a little slowly, America now.
Okay, so what, just the reversal?
Yeah.
Just reversal.
America now.
And again.
There it is. Every syllable there, all completely correct. The protocol's all met. Fascinating.
Yep. All right. Here's the next one of America. Here's the forwards. Oops. Sorry. Right. Wrong. Okay. Now we'll do it.
And I will see you soon. I'll be back very soon. Thank you very much.
And here he says, America to serve God. You got that there?
Wow. That's really amazing. That's very impressive. He's saying good night to the people, and he wants to go out on a high note, and he's trying to tell them that he really means what he has just told them. He appreciates them. That's incredible.
That's exactly what he's saying. Okay, here's the next America reversal.
Merry Christmas. Remember the expression, Merry Christmas? You don't see it anymore. You're going to see it if I get elected. I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now.
And here he says, America, you got it.
And every day you got it.
And every day you got it.
Okay.
That is, David, I speak from someone who's known about reverse speech and known you for a long time. That is an absolutely extraordinary demonstration of what reverse speech is all about.
Yeah,
this man's heart is in this.
Absolutely.
He may be wealthy. He may have been married several times. So what? It doesn't mean he doesn't have a heart. It doesn't mean he doesn't love this country.
Oh,
that's
that's he clearly loves the country. And if you want to look at the other candidates, I don't hear any of these type of reversals on the other candidates at all. Okay?
They're all phonies. They're sickening. Sorry, for those of you who have a favorite, back your favorite. I'm not against that at all. That's your choice. You're right. But I'm telling you, I have never heard anything like this over 20 years I've known David and been around reverse speech. This is absolutely extraordinary. And when he says, I'll bring Merry Christmas back, he means it.
Yeah,
it's not Happy Holidays, folks.
Yep.
You can say that if you want. It's Christmas. That's what this country was founded on. Christianity. Christmas.
Yep.
It's okay. Yep. It's not politically incorrect. And if people don't like it, they don't have to listen.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yep. All right, okay, so let's look at the final America reversal. This is the four altogether. Here's the forwards.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so, and here he says, wake up, wake up. We are the best America.
Oh, did you hear what he said? He said, we are the best American yet.
Ah, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Here, let's play it again. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, there we go. Donald Trump, hey, he's all for America. There's no doubt about that.
Well, how unusual is that, ladies and gentlemen? Jeez.
Yep.
It's about time. And you hear these news reports and read these stories about how Dr. Ben Carson is in the lead in the polls. Don't believe it for a second. There is a tremendous effort. Millions are being spent to try to slow and derail Trump. Trump is not going to be derailed. His message is loud and clear. His positions are absolutely stunning and right on where they should. They're spot on where they should be. And he is telling us the truth.
Yeah, he certainly is. Here he is. He has a here he talks about Hillary. He mentions a name in reverse. Here's the forward.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, here, Hillary. And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
Like he's talking about Hillary's emails. And backwards, he says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, let's see this email.
Oh, my.
Hillary, let's see this email.
There it is.
Hillary, let's see this email.
Now, if you folks can't hear that, And hear every syllable exactly correct. There's no cheating here. David Oates is not fudging, pushing, trying to make you think you hear things. They're all there. This is reverse speech. This is the subconscious of Donald Trump speaking loud and clear to you. Amazing. And you're hearing it, but you're not aware of it.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Play that again. That he is so clear with his reversals. It just stuns me.
Okay, so here it is. Here, I'll play the forwards too. Listen, this is the context of the forwards.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, "Here, Hillary." And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
And Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, this is Smith.
Hillary, this is Smith.
There it is.
Wow,
Hillary,
this.
Yep, nice and clear, all there. He wants to see those emails.
You know, this has to make you feel particularly good to be able to present this quality of information. This is extraordinary.
I'm enjoying Trump. He's making political reversals interesting.
it's such a
drag doing reversals on meditates, but Donald Trump's good. All right, so here's the next one. That's one of the swords.
The rest of the world is not doing it. If you look at China and if you look at other places, they're not doing it. So if we're clean over here, but essentially right next door you have everything spewing up, they're not doing their job.
I don't know what the context of this is. He says, and they actually believe it.
And they actually believe it.
Huh.
And they actually believe it.
We really need to know the context.
And they actually believe it.
He's having a go at someone, actually, is what he's doing. He's having a go, but I don't know the context. So, makes it a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Let's here's another one where he says, believe it. That's one of his forwards.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich. And backwards he says, believe it.
Believe it.
Well, he's very rich. So, nice congruent reversal, isn't it?
That's amazing. Just amazing. Can you play the Christmas one again?
Oh, the Christmas one again.
Would you please?
Which one was that one? I can't remember.
The one he talked about Merry Christmas. If you can find it.
I can't remember which one that was. Hang on, I've got them all up here.
The third one, I think.
No, that's not Christmas.
It was the third one.
The third one, okay. Hang on. Oops, I'm just...
It was the third America one.
Yep, hang on, I've just lost my program.
Okay.
I just
hit
the wrong button, and it minimized, and now it's taken over my whole screen. Hang on a second.
That's okay. Well, I'm sorry. I blew it.
No, that's okay. My problem. No, that was my problem. Okay, so the Christmas one.
I think it was the third America one. You were played for America.
I think it was. Yes, it's the third one. Okay, here we go.
Merry Christmas. Remember the expression, Merry Christmas? You don't see it anymore. You're going to see it if I get elected. I can tell you right now.
And here he says, America, you got it.
And every day you got it.
Yes.
And every day you got it. And every day you got it.
See, he's promising with it from the bottom of his subconscious that he's going to deliver Merry Christmas will return. This is just an amazing man.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
Through the eyes of reverse speech, I've never heard anything like it.
That's incredible. Here's another one.
And so, should the Republicans shut down the government rather than fund Planned Parenthood?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they're doing it right now as we speak. Again, I'm in my office in New York, and I guess as we speak, they're going for a vote of some kind.
And here he says, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man.
There it is.
I am the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit short on the man, but he believes that he's the right person.
That's a confidential. He's speaking in complete self confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all it is.
Totally confident. Absolutely. Yep. All right. Okay. Here he's talking about the helping vets.
You have to use your own because they won't do anything. So we're going to take care of our vets, and we're going to take care of the VA, and it's going to be. And one of the things we're going to be releasing pretty soon, but.
And here he says, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
So he's going to really look after the VAs.
Well, he yes, he did 2 days ago, I believe now, released his veterans program, what he's going to do. And that is very congruent with his belief that veterans should not be walking the streets homeless. We should have mercy on these people and take care of them.
Yep, that's exactly what he's saying backwards. Yep. Very congruent. Very concerned. He's all for America. He wants to make America great again. He's very genuine about it. And he absolutely believes that he can do it. Okay? And with that sort of belief, I bet he will. All right, so here's the next one. He's talking about vets.
They're going to go to a private doctor, they're going to go to a private hospital or a public hospital that's in the area, and we're going to pay for that, and it's going to cost less money. It's going to cost less money than the system we have now, and you're going to end up getting much better care.
And here he says, he'll make you get a little God. Huh, what does that mean? Here we go.
Yeah, certainly there.
He's talking about himself in the third person. I think he's going to, he's basically saying he'll give the vets more faith and more hope.
Okay? I think so. I agree. Yeah, that's
how I interpret that. So he'll have mercy on the vets and make them feel more grateful. All right, here we have another one. And I'm just picking these at random here. These are in no order. So here we go.
I had the good sense, and I've gotten a lot of credit in the financial pages. 7 years ago, I left Atlantic City before it totally cratered, and I made a lot of money in Atlantic City, and I'm very proud of it. I want to tell you that. Very, very proud of it.
He says, yes, stupid they are.
Yes, stupid they are.
That's why he got out of Atlantic City.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. He got in and got out at the right time.
Exactly right. Yeah.
He doesn't have much respect for gamblers or gambling, I wouldn't think.
No, I don't think so. No.
This man apparently, and I don't know enough about him to speak from authority, but apparently he has a real code of ethics that you just don't find in politics.
Right. All right.
He's got morality. There's something about him that is utterly unique and different, and it scares the living daylights out of the establishment. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. I know. All right. Here we have the next one.
We have grossly incompetent leadership.
Oh, we have gross incompetent leadership. And backwards, he says, you're sold, they buy you.
You're sold by you.
You're just a piece of chattel, C-H-A-T-T-E-L. They buy you, they own you, they trade you around. Yep. You're nothing. That's how they think of you. That's what he's trying. It's a warning. The subconscious is trying to tell. And you do understand... if you've ever met someone and you talk to them and you don't feel comfortable, you don't like them, it's because you're hearing their subconscious, your subconscious is, and it's not good news.
Yeah, right. So anyway, he's summed up the politicians very easily. They're bought and sold. All right, here we have another one.
In shambles, where the deals that they make aren't the Iran deal, where we're giving Iran $150 billion and the deal is a disaster in every single possible way, where everything we do is bad, including Obamacare, which is, by the way, the premiums are up 55% for some people.
And here he says, wake them up.
Wake them up. Wake them up.
Yep.
Wake them up.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
That's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's certainly going to go ahead and do that. There's no doubt about that.
We're not even close to the holidays yet. So much can happen between now and February. It isn't even funny. So, as I say, when you hear these polls, don't become too concerned. They can change on demand. Remember what they did with McCain? Six newspapers endorsed him, and he went from last to first in 1 week in Iowa, I think it was, or New Hampshire, one of those states. They just control everything. So we'll see.
Yep. All right. Here we have another reversal. Let's run this forward.
And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us.
Okay, now this reversal needs a bit of explanation. It says, we need the Senate. We need the Senate. Stabbing in the Senate. And I think what it's calling for is for more government organization. We're stabbing each other, you know, like stabbing in the back, causing problems. You know, we need the Senate to come back and do its job. Anyway, mm-hmm. Here's a reversal. We need the Senate. We need the Senate. Stabbing in the Senate.
And these are the best in the...
Sorry, that was the forwards. Here's reverse.
Nice and clear.
See, I think he's saying there's problems in the Senate. You know, there's infighting. I mean, I don't know much about the Senate, so I don't know.
Okay, well, now he says we need the Senate, And what else does he say?
Stabbing in the Senate. Stabbing, harm, self-harm.
All right, let's. Is this ancient Rome? Are they going to stab Caesar?
I don't know.
let me hear the Roman Senate. Let me hear that again, please.
Okay, we need the Senate. We need the Senate. Stabbing in the Senate.
We need the Senate. We need the Senate. Stabbing in the Senate.
Yeah.
We need the Senate. We need the Senate. Stabbing in the Senate.
I'm not sure about stabbing. I don't hear the double B in stab.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, let's play it again. Hang on.
We can get this done. Stabbing in.
Oh, I can hear the B there.
Can you?
Yeah.
Stabbing in this done.
Yeah, I can hear
it. Okay, there it is. It's delayed. It's a little delayed. It's late.
Yeah, we're
going to keep going, Todd. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. So,
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm wondering if there's some historical allegory.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Weird.
All right. Here's another one. And here's the Ford.
Citibank is a small subsidiary, okay? If you go to a certain floor, the biggest bank in the world, from China, I say, I just renewed their lease for another 10 years. I said, you guys want to be here? Oh, absolutely. We love you, Mr. Trump. We respect you. Here, China takes advantage of us. They make a fortune, and they don't even like us.
And here he says, we lose the war.
We lose the war.
We lose the war. We lose the war.
Trade war. China's winning. China's on top. China's taking all our money. We're in a defeated position, is what that means. Okay.
So,
speaks for itself. All right, let's have another one. All I can see is reversals. I don't even know what the forwards are on these ones, so this is a discovery for me as well. So here we go.
Every single person that gave every single dollar is expecting something for that money. Every single person. And that's not good for the country. You know, that's a problem. That's a system, but it's not good.
Talk about people giving money. I don't know what for. And he says backwards, they'll part with their money.
But the mouth with their money.
A
little bit unclear, but it is there. It's just a congruent reversal. I don't know the context. You're talking about people giving money to the system, and hang on, let's just run the forwards again.
Every single person that gave every single dollar is expecting something for that money. Every single person. And that's not good for the country. You know, that's a problem. That's a system, but it's not good.
Yeah, well, they'll part with their money. People have giving money into the system and it's not working. I guess that's what he's talking about.
Sounds logical, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, all right. Here we have Trump talking about refugees.
But then I look and I keep looking. I said to my wife the other day, I said, you know, I don't see too many women there. I don't see that many children. I see really strong-looking men. This could be one of the great Trojan horses.
You bet. This could make
the Trojan horse look like peanuts.
And here he
Boy,
says,
is he right. Yeah. Let's see what he says in reverse now, ladies and gentlemen.
We fix it.
We fix it.
We fix it. We fix it.
In other words, he's going to fix it up.
Okay, well, that refers to, I would suggest, his avowed intention to fix the illegal immigrant problem here. He's not going to go over there and fix it. He's talking about here at home.
Yep, exactly right. Yep, yeah, you're exactly right. Yep. And here he's talking about the refugees again.
But then I look and I keep looking. I said to my wife the other day, I said, you know, I don't see too many women there. I don't see that many children. I see really strong-looking men.
Oh, it's the same forward. Okay. And the reversal is Sunny Devil.
Sunny Devil?
Oh, yeah.
Sunny Devil.
Huh.
Sunny Devil.
Okay, what does that mean? Sunny Devil.
No, I'm not too
sunny
sure.
Sunny Devil.
Devil is wicked, mischievous. Sunny is positive. You've got a positive and a negative in one reversal. Sunny Devil. I don't, really don't know, actually.
Did he say, he didn't say Sunny Devil, did he?
Let's play it again.
Sunny Devil.
No, it's definitely Sunny.
No.
Sunny Devil.
Yeah, definitely Sunny.
Sunny Devil.
Well, we'll put that one in the two hard basket. I'll let you all ponder on that one. All right, so let me see. Here he's talking about the Iran deal.
We're in trouble, but Israel would be in very big trouble if this deal is allowed to go forward. What I hate so much about the deal, the 24 days is ridiculous. But, you know, before you get to the 24 days, there's a whole process. I don't know if you know that.
Of course.
That could take much longer than 24 days.
And here he says, they burn us.
They burn us.
They burn us.
Well, the deal's no good. We're getting conned here.
To play that one more time. That's really good. That's important.
What do you want? Just the forwards or the reverse?
Play the forwards too.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
We're in trouble, but Israel would be in very big trouble if this deal is allowed to go forward. What I hate so much about the deal, the 24 days is ridiculous. But, you know, before you get to the 24 days, there's a whole process. I don't know if you know that.
Of course.
That could take much longer than 24 days.
And here he says, they burn us.
They burn us.
They burn us.
Yeah, bad deal. I don't know what deal he's talking about there, though. Do you know?
Well, it's the Iran deal, isn't it?
It has to be. It's not the TPP or anything.
It's the Iran deal, I'm sure. Let's play it again.
We're in trouble, but Israel would be in very big trouble if this deal is allowed to go forward.
It's the Iran deal.
Yeah,
Israel
okay.
Would be
very
big
good.
Trouble
I didn't hear that clearly. Yeah. Got it now. Yeah.
No, that's what it is. Okay. Now, I think I had another one up on that one. No, I didn't. Okay, I got another reversal on the Iran deal. Here we go.
We're in trouble, but Israel would be in very big trouble if this deal is allowed to go forward.
Same forwards.
What I hate so much about the deal, the 24 days is ridiculous.
Okay, it's the same forwards. They had a wolf.
He had a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
He had a wolf.
Ah.
He had a wolf.
Yeah, they were looking after their own self-interest. Wolf, common metaphor, drive, motivation. They had a wolf. They were looking after themselves. They made a good deal for themselves.
Can't blame them, but that's what he's saying. Exactly.
You're right. You can't blame them. That's what it's all about. Now, here's the interesting one on Syria. I don't know what I don't know what his position on Syria is, but listen to this one.
We have President Obama's backing people. They call them the rebels. They don't even know who these people are. They could be ISIS.
Talking about Syria, and he says, I would get out.
Are you looking at them?
Are you looking at them?
And again.
Are you looking at them?
See, I don't know.
No. Well, you thought what?
I thought he was in, talking about putting ground troops in.
Not Donald Trump.
He said we
should pull out, get the hell out of there, and let the Russians handle it. He wants nothing to do with being in Syria.
Oh, well, there you go. So he's, the reversal just backs it all up. He's nice and congruent again.
Do that again. Play it again, David.
Yeah, I was surprised when I heard that, because I didn't think that
he wants no American involvement in there.
Okay. All right. So here's the forwards.
We have President Obama's backing people. They call them the rebels. They don't even know who these people are. They could be ISIS.
And I would get out.
Are you looking at them?
Are you looking at them?
Oh, well.
Are you looking at them?
Nice and congruent with his position there.
Absolutely.
You notice we haven't found one lie, not one incongruent reversal?
No.
Not one.
Not even close. Nothing.
Not even a hint of it. Okay?
No.
No,
this is unprecedented.
Yep. All right. All right, here he is talking about the debates.
for 10 hours, but it's unfair to the viewers. It's too long. You know, the Democratic debate, if you look at it, that was 2 hours and it was too long. Everybody was bored at the end. They want to make this much longer than that.
And this is his own belief in himself, this one. He says, I was the one, and I believe it.
I was doing it, and I believe it.
I was doing it, and I believe it.
And again.
I was doing it, and I believe it.
He was the one. He made the debate. He made it all fun and exciting, and he believes it, too.
It's, well, it's absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, it absolutely is. Ah, interesting stuff. Just to hear all these reversals all together in one show is really quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really glad you did it. Thank you.
Yeah, I picked the best of the ones I had, you know. I cherry-picked them and thought there was a best one.
Well, we'll follow this along, and I would like to do, let's keep an eye on Donald Trump and some of the others. I mean, I'd like to have... some of this Carly Fiorini, that she's to me a loser, a phony, and has been proven to be a disaster at running a corporation. She and others need to be watched very carefully by your crew that does this. So the next debate will be an outstanding opportunity to get some of these others.
All right, I'll get them to look at Carly Fiorina. They're listening to the show, so they've already got a tape.
Good.
Take note, guys.
Good.
All right.
Yeah, by the way, let me thank all of you out there who helped David with these reversals. Your staff, just great job. Great work.
Yeah, because there's no way I've got time to do them, Jeff. Yeah. I've just got so many things. Incidentally, I should tell you, this radio interview is being filmed. I've got a documentary crew in my house. They've been here for 2 days, and so I've got lights and cameras on me, the sound's going into the mixer. So there you go.
Well, fun. That's fun. This is one of the highlights of reverse speech, to find someone in a position like Donald Trump who is speaking such abjectly clear truth from his subconscious mind. It's just incredible.
Now, here we have a word reversal that uses the F word, but I've played it on your shows before. So he's talking about guns.
Now, Mr. Trump, the president has not signed an executive order to take away guns.
No, I've heard that he wants to, and I heard it, I think, on your network. Somebody said that that's what he's thinking about. I didn't say he's signing it. I think that would be a tough one to sign, actually.
Yes, it's impossible, in fact.
And here he says, there's no blanking way.
There's no fussy way.
There's no fussy way.
That's funny.
Reversal.
He would like all Americans to have the right, to have concealed carry permits for their own safety and the safety of those other Americans around them.
It has
been proven so many times, David, that Americans who are legally armed prevent enormous numbers of crimes every year.
Yeah, well, he's saying there's no blanking way Obama's going to get this bill through. Yep, okay, all right. All right, next one along. Here we go.
Thousands in Iraq. We have wounded soldiers who I love. They're great. All over the place. Thousands and thousands of wounded soldiers.
Now, I don't know what he's referring to in this reverse, and he says, all know she's worse.
I
think he's referencing Hillary. That's the only thing
I don't know. Give me, what is he saying in reverse again?
All know she's worse, or I'll know.
All know that, I'll put that in there. All know that she's worse. She's the worst. All right, well, it's a negative, and we think Hillary is the target, all right?
I think Hillary's the target.
Let's hear that again.
Let's run the forwards. Here's the forwards.
Thousands in Iraq. We have wounded soldiers who I love. They're great. All over the place. Thousands and thousands of wounded soldiers.
Yeah, all know she's worse, or that she's worse. It doesn't say the word that, but it's implied.
All know she's lost.
I think he's referencing Hillary.
All know she's lost.
I concur 100%.
Yeah. All right, there's your music break. We'll be back after the break, I guess.
Very good, we will. Back with David John Oates in just a few minutes. Okay, back with David John Oates, a special program tonight about the reversals of GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Extraordinary display of the abilities of reverse speech to display what the subconscious mind is really thinking and feeling.
Yep. And so far, everything Donald Trump says backwards is the same thing he's saying forward. There's no duplicity at all, not even one, which is just remarkable.
I am stunned.
Yeah, here we have not Donald Trump. This is a Hispanic woman who came up on the stage with Donald Trump, gushing all over how great he was.
So let me see this. Where are you from?
I'm from Colombia.
Colombia. And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before?
Huh? I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump! Yes! Mr. Trump! We love you! We love you! All the way to the White House!
Okay, so she's gushing over Donald Trump. And back when she said, Mr. Trump, we worship him.
We worship him!
Yep, there it is. And again.
Well, clear as a bell, her emotional state absolutely mirrored by her subconscious. Just amazing again.
Incredible stuff. All right, let me see. Here we have one. Let's just run this one forward. I don't know what this is all about.
You know, the truth is, I'm always ready.
The truth is, I'm always ready. He knows a warm-up. Send us the money.
He knows a warm-up. Send us the money.
Oh, yeah.
He knows a warm-up. Send us the money.
Okay. I don't think money means money in this case. Money is a metaphor. Support, emotion. He's warming up. He's getting all ready. Give me all your support. Give me all your energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, makes sense. Sure.
Yeah, that's how I interpret that. So, yeah, so let's play it again. Here's the forwards.
You know, the truth is, I'm always ready.
And he knows a warm-up. Send us the money.
He knows a warm-up. Send us the money.
Yeah, nice and clear.
He knows a warm-up. Send us the money.
Yep, there it is. Okay, so he's just, he's warming himself up. He's getting all ready, you know. He wants people to support him, okay?
Right, yeah.
All right, here's one that says, and they actually believe it. Did I play this one? I think I did. Yes, I did play this one. Sorry, I'm pulling these all out of order. Okay, here we have another one.
And I will win the African-American vote, and I think I will win the Hispanic vote. And if you see the recent polls that came out, John, you'll see that, because I'm leading in the Hispanic vote.
And here he says, I make this law.
I make this law.
I make this law.
Law, metaphor. He's going to make it happen. You know, he's going to ensure that he continues to lead in the Hispanic vote. And it's set in stone. He's
right.
Very determined that that is what's going to happen.
Yep, okay. Yep, agreed.
Quite remarkable that he's ahead in the Hispanic vote, considering his views on illegal immigration.
There are issues in California. Anyone who gets a driver's license, which is anyone now, is automatically registered to vote. They're trying to put together an enormous amount of illegal alien voting bloc power in this country.
Wow.
And it's not good. Some of the primaries are proportional. In other words, you win according to the proportion of the vote you get. That's how many delegates you get.
Huh.
some of the primaries are winner take all.
Yeah.
Like Super Tuesday.
Now right.
That's the big, those are the big ones. The proportional ones, we'll see.
Yep. Okay, all right. Next one along. Here we go.
We don't have victories anymore. We bomb hospitals instead of bombing targets. We're like the gang that can't shoot straight. I mean, nobody's ever seen anything like this. This is constantly happening.
And here he says, I heal this.
I heal this.
I heal this. I heal this.
Now he's going to stop it.
Yep. He is. That's what he's going to do.
Now he's going to pull us the hell out of there real quick, yep, which is the only way to go.
That's exactly what he's going to do. All right. Next one along. Here we go.
I think weather is weather. I don't think that man-made is affecting much.
Oh, he's talking about weather control. I don't know what the reversal means. It's a damn name.
A damn name.
Oh, yeah.
A damn name.
Nice and clear.
A damn name.
Play the forward again, David,
yeah,
please.
I think he's saying he doesn't believe in climate change. I think that's what he's saying.
I think weather is weather. I don't think that man-made is affecting much.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in climate change.
No, he's just saying global warming is a hoax, is what he's saying.
Right, that's what he's saying. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
It's just a name. It's nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what that means. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. So here it is. It's a damn name.
It's a damn name.
It's a damn name.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know. I don't want to get into global warming, the rights and wrongs on it. I'm sure you've done lots of shows on it.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, in your times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have any respect for those people at all. And it's a political scam, just like the carbon tax is and all the rest of it. It's disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Did I play Some Misery? I don't think I did. Here we go.
Unfortunately, at this moment in time, there is a Muslim problem in the world. And by the way, and you know it, and I know it.
Oh, no, I haven't played this one. And here he says, Some Misery.
Some Misery.
Oh, yeah.
Some Misery.
Yep.
Some Misery.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, it's an Islamic problem. It's misery. Yeah, it's
It's hard to know if he's saying some misery, some of it's misery, or this is some misery.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's all miserable. And I don't know.
I know. That's a tough call, that one. All right. Here we have... this is interesting. I wonder what this means. This is talking about Snowden. Here we go.
It really shows how weak our country's been and has become when you cannot get this guy back. I mean, you think you tell these countries, hey, folks, we're not doing any deals with you until this guy's on a plane. And that includes Russia. That includes everybody.
He's talking about Snowden. And he says the human had the accident. Huh. Okay.
The human had the accident.
Oh, yeah.
The human had the accident.
I'll be bothered.
The human had the accident.
I think I heard accent.
Oh, accent? Okay, let's play it again.
Did you make the accent?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Did you make the accent?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Did you make the accent?
I don't know what that would mean.
Well, it may have to do something, have something to do with the revelations. Maybe accent is just a word he's using as analogous to a revelation. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what's really sad is some of the leaders of the Republican Party got together and held a meeting behind closed doors, and word came out that they had decided to spend millions of dollars to try to stop their own Republican frontrunner because they are afraid of him because he is outside of their control. He's outside of the mechanism of Republican and Democrat politics in this country.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He certainly is. He's one of a kind. I hope he wins. I really do.
Oh, that's all right. It's frankly, I think, our last chance, period.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I totally agree with you on that.
I'm shocked we even have another chance. I thought it was entirely too late for something like this.
Yeah. Well, if he wins, we'll have 8 years or 4 years, however long it is, of some wonderful reversal material.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Just phenomenal. Any more to play, or is that it?
That's it. That's
okay.
All the ones I had for
Well,
the show.
It worked out time-wise perfectly, and I want to thank you again for and your staff for putting this together. I hope it helps people listening in to make up their own mind about Mr. Donald Trump and what he's about. And study up on reverse speech. If you don't know much about it, go to reversespeech.com. Understand what you just heard a little bit better. You can hear them again on that site, reversespeech.com. Thank you, David. Wonderful. Just wonderful.
All right, Jeff. My pleasure, mate. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. See
you. Good night. David John Oates from Australia. And that was a lot of fun. I've never heard anything more consistently honest in my life than that man. And yes, through the filter of reverse speech, which brings the truth from the darkness right out in front of you, and you'll have to decide. But that was quite a demonstration. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow night. Take care. Talk soon.